Exactly.
Because we had this idea of money being tied up with the event, and how did you move past it so that you didn't get that sense that your money was, that the event actually influenced every facet and that you didn't become a victim of the event?
That's a great question. I, for me personally, it was like that journey. And it's been over a lot of years. It's like an unpacking. So we kind of get the first bit, you know, that, well, money seems to flow into my life, but it always flows out again. Like, well, I can't contain it. And so I can attract it, but then I will lose it, because that's what I did in, when I was 5 years old, you know, and that's what I did, you know, like, then I had it taken away from me during the rape and so on. And so I think that we get that first bit which says the belief, I always lose money. It'll come in. So I had another belief that said, I'm abundant and, you know, money comes easily, because in my family that's what we had. You know, money was made round to go round. You know, it was always recycling. So I think that that's one thing. And then there are the layers that we then peel off over time. And if we can't, it's an interesting thing, the psyche, because those patterns have got to be identified as like their word patterns, and each person holds their own specific word pattern inside themselves. You know, and I believe it's actually in the cellular memory that is identified with survival. That's how we survive in that arena. So, for example, in the financial arena, my thing was I had two conflicting beliefs.
Offer more time.
One was that I could actually always make a lot of money, and the other one was that I would always lose it.
Wow.
So then that's what dogged my life, right? So when, you know, in the personal growth that I've done, it's kind of like that unpeeling that and saying, okay, well, I have these beliefs, they're conflicting beliefs, and for a long time I couldn't actually work it out as a consequence. And then, yeah, so you had a question?
No, just keep on, because the conflicting beliefs, how did you tie that in with the event? That's what else?
Yes, well, it was a conflict, wasn't it? Because at one stage in the whole thing, you know, there was a knife involved and all that sort of stuff, but I kind of got, went, which you can read in the book, by the way, but it was like I was threatened, so I handed over my wallet. And then when they left, the three of them left, unbeknownst to me, with some of the things that I had, I said, well, how am I going to get back to the, you know, little town there? And he said, well, you get a taxi, or the guy who could actually speak English. And I said, I don't have any money. You just stole it all. And the older guy actually bought out a wad of dirham and peeled off 40 dirham and paid me. And so can you hear the conflict? Like,
total confusion.
And so it's like, on the one hand, I was just robbed, and on the other hand, he paid me enough money that, in fact, it was more than enough money to get a cab and maybe even have a meal and even spend a night at that time. And so it was kind of like that whole, well, what is my belief, you know? And so, you know, until I started my, you know, inner journey, then that continued to happen in my life. And once I started it, there's been this gradual kind of coming to terms with it and understanding that it's the emotions behind it that's always driving it. And yep. So actually releasing the emotional charge to those beliefs. That's what actually ultimately I believe we all have to do in order for us to move past any kind of major issue, including financial.
All right, so it's all tied up. And this is something I want to ask both of you, and jump in any time. But you say also in your, this is a quote from your book, that, you know, change or tapping into personal power is not easy, but definitely a necessary part of this journey called life, especially for those of us who have been violated, abused, or attacked. Well, we didn't quite get you, Leanne, so I'll ask you again. What's your take on that?
Well, basically, I believe that personal power for me is the ability to know and understand what is right for us at any given time. And it's about being assertive and being okay with saying no. For many people, though, personal power can mean control, dictatorship, and that's definitely not what I believe. I also believe that, you know, we need to become really empowered and tap into our own personal power so that we can have an effect on people that we love, like our family members and our friends. And also that will then rub off on many other people, including clients, etc. So it's definitely a necessary part of my life and definitely to many others as well.
And it's about change, isn't it? Like the key word for me in that is that it's about change. And having the changes happen in a way that we can assimilate as we go along. Because quite often people, you know, if they're hit with something that's really radical, that, you know, does a super change to their lives, they withdraw as opposed to rising to meet it. And they withdraw because they don't know how to cope with it, you know. They haven't got the tools yet. And so then the process is about finding those tools. And in the book, we cover those, you know, like at the last chapter is called Tools of Re-Empowerment. And in that, we look at the various steps that people can undertake in order to actually heal the deep wounds that we experience in these difficult cases.
Okay, so we're sort of coming to the last 7 minutes of this interview. So I just want to ask you now that, you know, you've spent time talking quite detail about the tools that you require. Now, I'm going to ask you specifically, Leanne, what are the tools that you use in your own life that has taken you and your business to the next level? So what are your, in essence, success rituals that you have?
Thank you. I'm happy to share. I meditate daily, twice daily. That's really a critical part of my life-work balance and also my success in business. I exercise at least 3 times a week, which involves walking and or yoga. I do have a high alkaline diet, meaning, you know, obviously I eat lots of greens. I am a vegetarian, but that's by choice also. But in saying that, I also have my bad days. I haven't given up lovely things like ice cream occasionally, so I do have a little zag here and there. Another thing that I do is I have a mini trampoline, and I jump on that when I feel my stake actually starts to drop or my energy levels drop. Because I work at home, I can actually jump on that trampoline and get my body vibrant again. And I also enjoy listening to music, so if I feel again that my stake is starting to come down, or I feel overburdened with the daily tasks, I'll actually put the music on and start jumping around and having a dance and feeling alive and vibrant, and away I go again.
Great. Fantastic. What about you, Ruben?
Well, again, meditation I think is a key. And so I meditate and exercise daily. And I think it's really important to stretch, you know, because a lot of people might walk or they might do that. But if we don't stretch all the tendons and keep ourselves supple, then, you know, our mind is a reflection, or our body is a reflection of the mind, and the mind is a reflection of the body. So there's that cybernetic loop where the mind and the body are connected. So just like, you know, Leanne, it takes time to, you know, jump around and stuff like that. But there's also that stretching to maintain the flexibility. Because a lot of runners, etc., aren't very necessarily very flexible, you know, but they're very fit. And so there's that. And also, like Leanne, I'm a vegetarian primarily, and I like to eat a lot of greens and so on, because I think that alkaline diet is really important. Plus, I think one of the keys for me is to spend just a couple of times in the day when I come up and I go, well, what am I doing? And is this, you know, in alignment with what I'm supposed to be doing and achieving today? So I take a little bit of, you know, just a few times during the day where I poke my head up from the busy stuff. Yeah.
So this is all to do, sounds like, for both of you, it's a lot of self-awareness, and you're monitoring your body and your state of mind.
Correct.
At the same time, yeah?
Mm. Mm-hmm. Correct.
Okay. Correct. So okay. In that case, you didn't just turn up one day and were able to do that. It was a gradual state of realization that you can tune into yourself in that sense. And do you think that these are the helpful things that have got you way past from being a victim to now doing what you want to do despite what happened then?
I think That it's actually more than that. It's for me. It's I think they're all some of the tools, but really for me, the primary thing was letting go of the emotional charge. You know, and then all those other things can happen. So once the emotions are dealt with, and then it's much easier to, you know, go for a walk or do the stretches or meditate and so on, because there's not the interference.
Okay. What about you, Leah?
I have to agree totally with Ruby. Only becoming emotionally intelligent in the last 3 years, I've found that once I've dealt with the emotions, life is just so much easier. And having the tools on how to deal with those emotions as they arise then puts me in a position where I'm less triggered, or I'm in a better place, so it's a lot easier.
All right, so in the last couple of minutes, if any of this has resonated with you viewers out there, in internet TV land, these people are available. And so if you want to talk to them, if you want to use them as coaches and mentors who literally have walked a mile in your shoes, or maybe you feel in some way you've been sort of diminished, and now you're just looking for a way to come back bigger, better, and stronger. So starting with you, Leanne, where can they find you?
They can find us on the internet with our www.celebratingwomenhood.com.au website. We have a Talk to the Angels there. They can ask us a question or take on a coaching program. And we also have a Facebook page called Angels Empowered with the numeral one after. And we encourage people to post comments. We're happy to answer them there. If they want private consulting, then they can also contact us about one-on-one coaching.
Okay, and they can get that book, Angels in Hell, Re-Empowered After Rape, which I'll hold it up here, from you, from that website.
Absolutely, yes. They can download the e-book or they can purchase the physical book from that site.
Right, and so that website again, Ruby?
That's www.celebratingwomanhood.com.au.
Okay, so in the last minute, when it's all said and done, Leanne, what do you want to be remembered for? What's your legacy?
My legacy is in sharing my story, being able to inspire everybody to feel that they can take on their life and their purpose and their passion and tap into their power, whatever that may be for them. So I'd like people to look back and go, she inspired me, and I am here today because of A, the book, and the lessons I've learned from this life.
Wow. It's phenomenal. And you, Ruby?
And for me, it's similar, very similar, because I think being an inspiration in people's lives is really important. And also part of Leanne's and my wanting to make a difference in people's lives, in our own life, and people's lives in particular, is that we would like to touch the hearts and souls of at least 1 million women and men, and to have that ripple out, like that ripple effect, so that they in turn touch at least another 10, and they in turn touch theirs, and so on and so forth. So for me personally, I would love to see that ripple just going out and making a real difference, so that people who were emotionally at effect and emotionally a victim can actually come out of that and be re-empowered, like connect with that deep inner feeling of this is who I am.
Okay. And lastly from me, I don't want to trivialize this, but I read an amazing quote that said that you're only a victim once, after that you're a volunteer. So,
yes, I totally agree.
So basically, yeah, it happened. Yeah, we're not trivializing it, but yes, it would have been very traumatic, but reliving it makes you a volunteer.
Yeah. Well, playing out the patterns that drove it, I think reliving it, if it's done in the right context, can actually bring someone through the trauma and into liberation. But that has to be done in the context. It's not playing it out on a daily, mundane level. Yeah.
So I'm going to throw it back to you, Leanne, for the last word, seeing that you held the fort.
Sorry, I missed the question.
So I'm just going to throw back to you with that comment about, you know, weren't you a victim? After that, we're a volunteer.
Oh, absolutely. I can't agree more. I believe that we all have choices, and if we choose to stay in the victim mentality, then that's okay for you at that time. If you choose to move forward, then that's your journey too. So we do have a choice, and they are the two choices.
Okay, so on that note, it's been an interesting interview, to say the least. Thank you very much for hanging in there, folks and viewers. I appreciate that, despite the technical glitches. Leanne did an admirable job, you know, warming my seat for me. Don't get too comfortable. So based on that, thank you very much, Ruby Johnson. Thank you very much, Leanne Pern. And from on behalf of Real Coaching Radio, God bless everybody. Have a safe day.
Thank you.
Thank you. This podcast is brought to you.